Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast. Good morning. I'm Dr. William T. Choctaw, and I will be your host this morning. Each month, we strive to provide our listeners, you, with mental, physical, and spiritual strength by giving you actionable advice, tips, guidance, and information to help you achieve your own professional, personal, and spiritual goals. We consider the health of the mind, body, and spirit as paramount as a single and unique unit that provides cumulative strength greater than the individual parts. We appreciate you joining and spending your time with us today. Today, we have a very interesting topic that we would like to share with you. And the title of our podcast is How the Serenity Prayer Can Decrease Stress. Let me say that again. How the Serenity Prayer Can Decrease Stress. These podcasts are part of our masterclass series. This series is a monthly and weekly series that basically is designed to educate you, our public, about different ideas in life that are healthcare related, financial related, spiritual related, and even legally related. Our goal is to inform you with this information, to hope that it will be a source of education, and also that it will motivate you to then go out and help others. We always like to start off with our beliefs. I believe life is about being of service to others. I believe knowledge is power. I believe leaders can change the world. When we look at stress, we look at things that affect us totally. And so we want to look at it both from a holistic and a total point of view in terms of mental, physical, and spiritual health. As always, we like to start off with an outline. And so what we're going to do in this time that we have together is go through what I believe to be an essential element to helping you manage stress. This is an element that I use. And so I clearly or easily pass this on that hopefully you will find as much benefit from it as I do. First, let's define what exactly is stress as compared to anxiety or fear. Anxiety, by definition, is a sustained low-level discomfort characterized by worry and distress. Fear is an intense emotional response that activates the fight-or-flight mechanism. In other words, if you're out in the woods and you come upon a bear and you see him and he sees you, at that moment, you will get a fight or flight emotion. Either you're going to run or you're going to fight him. Stress, on the other hand, which is the subject that we're talking about today, is the body's response to external pressures or demand. In other words, stress is the body's response to prolonged anxiety. One of the things that we want to stress, that I want to stress today, is as we talk about anxiety and different levels of anxiety or stress, I want you to remember the term scope and degree. Scope and degree. What do I mean by that? What I mean is that we humans all experience stress at one time or another. It does not incapacitate us. It does not prevent us from, in general, being happy. And it does not prevent us from being functional to whatever we need to do on a daily basis. However, when the scope of that stress is so large or so broad and the degree is so deep, then we may very well need to seek medical attention or seek help. So I want you to keep in mind that phrase, scope and degree. And one of the things that I want to suggest is that as you think about scope and degree, that you recognize that patients in general, or people in general, are not expected to be psychologists or psychiatrists or whatever. And my point, very simple, is what I used to tell my patients when they would have a particular problem, or maybe they would call me about a particular problem. I would strongly encourage them to continue to seek medical advice in that area. In other words, I would refer them to a psychologist or a psychiatrist to help them to deal with whatever that stress-related issue is, particularly if it has psychological impact. Okay. My point very simply is, I think it is not fair to put regular people in the position of trying to figure out whether their problem is serious or not serious, because many times it's hard to know. And so I would always err on the side of suggesting you get help or you talk to a healthcare professional in that area to have him or her help you determine whether this is of a major degree or not. Because many times it may be very difficult to know, and certainly it's difficult if you have not experienced this before. So the purpose of our brief discussion this morning is one of the ways that has helped me with my stress, and I think will also help you with your stress, is what we call the Serenity Prayer. Now, I suspect that most of you have heard of the Serenity Prayer, but just in case you haven't, I'm going to go ahead and say it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Grant me the serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. So apparently the Serenity Prayer was actually developed by Reinhold Niebuhr. Reinhold Niebuhr is theologian at Yale University, and he developed the Serenity Prayer in the early 1930s, apparently. It is a simple yet a profound prayer that basically addresses what I think are some of the fundamental issues that have to do with stress management. So let's take a deep dive and look closely at the Serenity Prayer and see what it can tell us. The first thing it tells us, it starts with the word God. Starts with the word God. And so what that suggests to me, that it recognizes that we humans are not here alone, that there is a larger being, a larger being, that someone else is in charge of what's happening in this world or in this life of us. And that is a supreme being that we call God. Having recognized that, immediately that should let us know that we are not alone. Whatever it is that we're dealing with, whatever the problem is, whatever the stress is that's caused by this particular problem, we are not alone. And so, in effect, what that suggests or implies is we have help. We have help. The other thing about the Serenity Prayer is that it is brief. It is not very wordy. It is clear. And basically, it lays out three elements. The first element is, God, grant me the serenity. Serenity meaning peace, to accept the things I cannot change. And in essence, what it says is that I can't change everything. And so recognizing that immediately limits and focuses my attention and my actions on those things that are doable. That's huge when you're dealing with stress and stressful types of issues. Because the reality is we're all human, and you can't change everything. You can't even address everything. So you want to be able to distinguish between those things that you can't have an influence over, change, and the ones you can. Okay? So God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. So second part is, first part is the things I can't change. I'm going to let those go. I'm going to take my time and I'm going to focus it. Right? I'm going to focus it in those areas where I can make a difference. I'm going to focus it in those areas where I can change things. I'm going to focus it in those areas that are effective. So what am I doing? I'm becoming more efficient. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my energy. And it takes courage to change things. So first thing is there's some things I can't change. I'm moving them off the table. Second thing is I can change some things, and I need to know what those things are. And I need to use courage to change those things. What is courage? Courage is moving beyond the fear. Say fear of failure. Let's say I want to get a college degree. Let's say I don't have one there and I want to get one. Well, I need courage to be able to do that. And that courage is based on the fact that I might fail. So that fear I need to overcome. And overcoming fear, in my opinion, is courage. And the final element of it is the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Wisdom to know the difference between the two. And so my point very simply is that as we deal with those stresses in life, as we deal with those things that disturb us, that aggravate us, that make us unhappy sometimes, it is important for us to take a clear look at it. One, recognize that we are children of a supreme being, in my opinion, number one, and that alone should give us peace and help to sort of relax us, at least through stage one. Two, that there are things that we can change. We just need to choose and identify what they are and then have the courage to take them on. And number three is that we need the wisdom to know the difference between the two. What is wisdom? Wisdom we need to learn. It's important to learn from our successes, and it's important to learn from our So as always, I like to always advise you as students of the masterclass a series of podcasts to always feel free to look up various parts of discussions that we may have. Look up the Serenity Prayer and how it's come about and what it's used for. I use a number of resources for these presentations, both in terms of the in-person Zoom class that I give and also for the podcast that I give. I usually look at sources like Yale Health, Kaiser Permanente, Harvard Health, and the Mayo Clinic. These are just a limited number of resources that I use. Feel free to use any resource. If you say, well, I don't know how to do that, I'm going to suggest you to use your computer. And if you say, well, you know, I'm not really very computer literate and I don't have a computer, I'm going to suggest that you have a cell phone, because pretty much everybody has a cell phone, or there is a cell phone in your house. My belief is a cell phone is a mini computer. And all you do is go to the search part of your cell phone and type in the word stress. That's all you need to do. So please feel free to continue exploring and going through all the subjects that we discuss in these podcasts, because we think that that's how we grow and you also grow in terms of becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise. So in conclusion, may God grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Thank you, and have a terrific day.